Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily fired up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app. Welcome to another edition of the Ground and Pound MMA show with Giancarlo Alvino of barnburner. Steve Carney's away. He's doing spring training. So, Giancarlo, let's talk about UFC on ESPN 1, not to be mistaken, of UFC on ESPN Plus, because this is the first time they're on ESPN. It was a Sunday night, not Saturday night. It was in Phoenix, and they went against the All-Star game, NBA All-Star game, that was on TNT in Charlotte. I'm not saying, who cares? Let's get to the main event. Nagano defeating KO punches 26 seconds in to the bout against Cain Velasquez, or did he defeat Cain Velasquez, or did Cain Velasquez knee, because Cain Velasquez has been training with Ric Flair, woo, and give out. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, this was a big surprise. I did not think it'd end this early, but Cain Velasquez, he was on the first Fox card when Junior Dos Santos beat him quickly by a knockout, and the first ESPN show, he gets knocked out quickly by Francis Ngannou. I saw the replays of his knee buckling, and he definitely blew out his knee, injured himself, but Ngannou did catch him with an uppercut, and you can see his head just bounce right back. Just shows that Francis Ngannou's power is crazy, how he's able just to destroy these guys. Like, Curtis Blaydes was on a rise when he beat Overeem viciously, and then he fights Ngannou for the second time, and Ngannou made quick work of him. That was under a minute. And Cain Velasquez, another fight under 1 minute. You would have to think that he is calling for a heavyweight title shot, but Daniel Cormier is injured right now. So I think the next logical fight for Francis Ngannou is a rematch with Stipe Miocic.
All right. Well, Ngannou says uppercut, not knee. Injury caused Velasquez KO. Velasquez calls UFC Phoenix loss a freak accident. My knee gave out on me. He wants Ngannou, like he said, he wants a title fight, but according to Dana White, he says he has plans, and it's not Ngannou, for Daniel Cormier. So maybe you're right. Maybe Ngannou takes on an opponent, but not Daniel Cormier. But what is going on in the heavyweight division here of UFC? Because Daniel Cormier is injured. Brock Lesnar is MIA. Ngannou says he knocked him out, but clearly his knee gave out. Like, who is the number one contender, really? Because you got John Jones, that you don't even know if he's heavyweight.
Yeah, it's a lot of different and unorganized stuff going on, because all these fights are scheduled, but they don't have a date for them. I think Brock Lesnar is the number one contender as of now, because Daniel Cormier has been pushing a lot for that fight. John Jones wants to fight Cormier, but at light heavyweight, so he's going to have to wait on that. So that's why he's fighting Anthony Lionheart Smith at UFC 235. And Ngannou and Stipe. Stipe's been calling for a rematch ever since he lost, but I don't think the UFC, they didn't make a lot of money on that fight, and that was a big card, their international fight week, and Stipe got knocked out in the first round. So I think they're going to go for Ngannou and Stipe rematch, and you're going to see Brock Lesnar, Daniel Cormier, when Cormier is finally healed. And that heavyweight division, at this point, if Ngannou keeps knocking out every single challenger while he's waiting for the title picture to get sorted out, once he becomes champion eventually, because I think that's what's going to happen, he's not going to have anybody to fight. Maybe they're going to have to look for light heavyweights to move up, or they're going to have to go the Bellator route and trying to persuade like 45-year-olds to come back just to fight this guy. So it's going to be scary whoever fights Ngannou.
So quickly, do you agree with him, or do you agree with Vasquez? Did his knee give out, or was that uppercut giving out the knee?
I think it's a combination of both, because he did catch him and it looked like it did a lot of damage, that uppercut. But Cain Velasquez, he's been resilient in his career. Even when he's hurt in fights, he wills his way through it. I think maybe age is catching up, because now he's 36, 37 years old. Like, that's a tough injury to come back from, and he's already missed 2 years like from previously when he last fought. So it's a tough situation for him, but if he wants to fight again, I think they're going to look at someone maybe top 10, like ranked like 8 or 9 for his next fight.
All right. So quickly, what else struck you about UFC on ESPN 1? Not to be confused with UFC on ESPN Plus.
Yeah, the Cron Gracie and Alex Caceres fight got my interest. Cron Gracie came into this fight. Everybody knows the backstory, the Gracie family, legends in MMA, and what way to really build off that with his UFC fight ending in a submission by rear naked choke. Just a typical Gracie win, and he made a statement by beating somebody who has been around in the UFC for a while, and Alex Caceres.
Yeah, and he won 216 into the fight. Great for him. Is there any other bout that you want to touch on? McLean's, Sanders getting by Barao. Anything else you want to touch on?
Yeah, actually, the prelim card, that undefeated, those two undefeated fighters, Benito Lopez and Manny Bermudez. This fight was originally scheduled to be a bantamweight fight, but Bermudez missed weight by 5 pounds. So that's not a great way to really come into a fight, especially when you're getting an opportunity to co-main event on a prelim card that's being seen on ESPN, when they could have put it on ESPN Plus, because Henan Barao's on, he's a big name, and they have him on ESPN Plus. So I think he took advantage. He didn't really take advantage of that opportunity coming in overweight, but he did get the submission win in the first round. So that should get maybe another opportunity and a second chance in the UFC.
All right. Well, this week we got two cards going on in the same day. One, UFC on ESPN Plus 3 from Prague on Saturday at 11. And then Bellator 217 from Dublin Saturday at 4. Saturday, you're going to be busy watching MMA and then Hockey Night in Canada, the Leafs and the Habs.
Oh, yeah, of course. Lots of stuff going on that day.
All right. We'll be back later on the week to preview those fights. But, Giancarlo, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Yeah, on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and follow all my articles on barnburner.ca.
Come on, I told you in the last show, promote yourself. You're on the On the Mat Wrestling Show, the Ground and Pound the Ground and Pound Show, the No Holds Barred Wrestling Show, Ask Me Anything, your editor, your chief, come on here. Do I have to announce that? Do I have to give you a new title here? All right. You're the chief correspondent of handling my Canadian Tire dollars that you give to Steve Carney. How do you like that?
I love it. That's an amazing role. Going to be really responsible of that, because the Canadian Tire money is very important to make
all
sure that you protect.
all joking aside, you also do a podcast. This is a show, but you do a podcast. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, In the Zone. It's wrestling and not MMA, wrestling, hockey, and basketball. We go in depth with that, and it's a lot of fun. If you're interested, check that out at ITZ_podcast.
That's Giancarlo Alino. Thanks a lot, Giancarlo.
Thanks, Joe.